Love did lift us, didn't it? We thank the Lord for that this morning. Appreciate the Lord so much. I wrote on the board the word bugs, and I want to talk a little bit about bugs this morning. not just about bugs, but I was thinking about how that we are fruit bearers. And maybe we'll start in John the 15th chapter and read just a few verses. It says here, 15:1, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. My Father's the farmer. Every branch in me, well, I'm going to drop on down. It says, verse 4, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. And then dropping on down in verse 8, it says, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. You know, the Lord this morning is really interested. He is really interested in us bearing much fruit. And He's really interested in that walk with Him and that connection we have to the vine, bearing nice, delicious things. He really is. You know, when a gardener plants things, they have expectation, and they hope to see something really good come off of that. And I know a while back, earlier in the spring, we planted squash, and I've probably told you about it before. But we planted several squash plants, and they just flowered out and bloomed out, and pretty soon, early in the season, we were picking nice squash, a bunch of them. And there was more coming on, lots of squash, and it was just really, really looking good. And, you know, we noticed, because we knew that you have to watch with that squash plant and with that, you have to watch for the squash bugs. I want to talk a little bit about bugs this morning. You know, we had some plants that were very nice. I mean, I was really happy with them. They looked good. They were bearing a lot of fruit, and we were enjoying them. But when we saw the first couple of bugs, we knew we got to stop this. Because squash bugs can cause you a lot of trouble. And if they're not destroyed and taken care of, they can kill your plant in a little while. Because from what I'm told, it not only is the things, the eating of the leaves or whatever they do and all those things, but it's things like that get a virus that goes into that plant, as I understand it. And that virus goes in there, and pretty soon your plant is not, it's wilting right on the vine. And you know, there's something that every year we have to watch for even more than squash bugs, and that's the vine borers. They get up in the middle of the stem, and they're just a little tiny thing when they enter. They bore their way through the stem, of coming to the leaf there, and it goes inside. And if you don't see the little sawdust-looking stuff on the side there, you don't even know they were ever present. But in a little while, I noticed this year again, the leaves started turning yellow. And I couldn't see any reason for it. We had squash. We had nice squash growing at that time. We had blooms on there. It was looking nice. But you know, in just a little while, We fought back and tried to you can cut those stems open and get in there and try to find that vine borer. But you don't really know where they are. If you saw the hole they went in, you know they're in there, so you start looking for them. But you know, after a while, they get big. And they spread disease to the plant. And so it's no more that they're just in there. The plant has become diseased, and it begins to die. And you have all of this fruit on there. Nice fruit. Nice blooms. Beautiful big leaves. But it just begins to wilt. And in a little while, not too long, it just completely falls over. And there's nothing left. And the fruit that was there gets soft. And it gets unedible. And it gets ruined. And you know, this morning, I just feel like the Lord began to talk to me earlier in the week. There's things in our life. I've been thinking about this all season long a little bit. But there's things that can get inside our life. And you know, those squash bugs, they say, you know, even without poisons and things, you can pick them off pretty well. You can kind of keep ahead of your plants if you're careful with them. And probably do okay with it, and they'll just be kind of a pest. They're kind of out there on the outside of the leaves. You can see them. But that vine borer, when it gets on the inside, it's hopeless for us. We just lose our plants. And you know, this morning, I just want to talk to us a little bit. The Lord is the gardener. He longs for our life to produce prolific vegetables and fruits. He wants our life to produce something that is a benefit to society, a benefit to us. It's a benefit to our family, a benefit to the Lord, to the work of the Lord. The Lord wants our lives to be prolific like that. I believe that. He's the gardener. Do you think that He would create these plants down here for us that produce prolifically, but He would produce us to just barely do a little something? The Lord wants our plants to produce. But I will tell you what I learned, and I have been more amazed at it than about anything else since I'm kind of a wannabe gardener. I'm not really what you all would call a real gardener, maybe. But what I have learned is this: it doesn't matter how good you get it. If the bugs come and you don't take care of the bugs, they're going to get your stuff and you'll have nothing left. This morning, I just want us to, Lord, talk to our hearts this morning and help us to realize that no matter how good our experience with the Lord, no matter how much fruit we might have on the vine at the time, if we let a borer get inside our heart, get inside our vine, and it begins to eat away at us. And it begins to, you know, that thing don't just eat where it's eaten. It grows fat where it's at. It eats. But it begins to spread disease. It begins to cause problems in the whole plant. Goes through every bit of it. You know, this morning, our life is a lot like that. This morning, our life is a lot like those plants are. And the Lord wants us to be careful not to let bugs get inside us. Not to let things that we begin to think about and meditate on. And we begin in our heart to spend time on those things. And they begin to consume us. And pretty soon, our spiritual life, our leaves begin to turn anemic looking. They turn pale. And what should have vibrant color and what should have strength in them begins to be destroyed. Can we say that a bug has eaten it up? We can say that a bug has brought disease to my plant. And you know, there's hope for that. We know that in a spiritual way. But I will tell you what, I believe it's like the plants. It'll take over really quick. And it'll destroy all the good that we have. All that God has done in our life and heart can be destroyed in a little bit if we allow something into our heart or something into our life that begins to eat at us. I want to read in Psalms the first chapter, we all have heard this psalm so many times, haven't we? But I want to look at it just a little more this morning. In the third verse, it says, talking about this righteous man that Psalms is speaking of, it says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in a season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." You know, this is talking about the man or woman of God. It's talking about someone that's doing the will of God, and it says they'll prosper. It says they'll be blessed. But I want us to read the verse before that and think about what it says. It says here, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." I want to ask us this morning what we're meditating on, what we're thinking on, what's inside our veins, where is our thoughts at, what are we letting feed us? You know, we can start to be fed by meditations of a hurt. We can start to be fed by meditations of something that has happened. We can start to be fed by meditations of whys. Why? Why? We can be overcome. You ever heard a child that just said, "Why?" all the time? We have, haven't we? A lot of times. You know what? We can be like that in our spiritual life. And pretty soon, we're thinking all the time on other things. Why? Why? I don't know. When the Lord is saying, feed from me. Meditate on my word. Let the word feed your life and your soul. Let it sink down into the midst of us. Meditate on those things. Give yourself wholly to them. Let that be what feeds our veins. Let that be what's in our stem. Let that be what our life is centered around, and not the negatives of why. I don't understand why we have to do it. I don't understand why that happened. I don't understand why this. You know what? If we begin to set our meditation on that, we will not be like this man that's planted by the rivers of water. It says that he brought forth his fruit in a season. When it was time to have the joy, he didn't have it. When it was time to inhabit the peace, it wasn't there. Because I believe many times there's something that has begun to bug us. It's got in our veins. It's a bug to us, and it spreads disease in our heart and in our life. It spreads spiritual disease. You know, I want to read. I looked up. We've got a little book that talks about pests and things. And I looked up in there just a few of the pests, which we're all familiar, or a lot of us are familiar with the main ones. But, you know, I didn't realize this until this year. There's things called peach tree borers. And I just want to read to us what it says about these borers. It says, since adult borer moths are attracted to injured or diseased trees, maintain vigorous trees. Now, that's the first thing it says. You know what these things that get the borers in there are attracted to? Hurt or diseased trees. You know, the Lord has to help us here, doesn't He? He has to give us the healing that we need. But He will, won't He? Now, this here says, maintain vigorous trees. How do we maintain vigorous trees? We keep the flow going, don't we? We take care to see that our soil is right, the soil of our heart, that we long only for the will of God in our life. Lord, I don't know all the answers. Maybe we don't understand all that we should understand. Maybe we wish we were farther than we are. But one thing we can do, we can maintain a vigorous tree in the Lord. We can maintain growth in the Lord. And the Lord will get us where we need to be. We can maintain our desire for the things of God. We can maintain our willingness to be there and hear the word of the Lord. We can do those things. We can maintain our honesty before God. We can maintain our humbleness of heart before God. Lord, you said that you would look to that man that is humble and of a contrite heart and trembles at your word. You know, the Lord wants to give us some things, I believe. These things are attracted to injured or diseased trees. Maintain vigorous trees. That's our antidote to start with. Let's don't let the borers get into our life. Have we not all felt that boring? Have we not all felt that borer wanting to get in? Let's maintain vigorous lives for the Lord. I believe we can do that. We look at our trees, we kind of study them, don't we? We read books on them. We try to understand what's going to make this tree live. What's it need? What's it need to produce blossoms? Do you know there's certain elements that produce blossoms? Needs to be in the soil, doesn't it? And if it's not there, the blossoms won't be right. There's certain things that needs to be there for the fruit to develop. Maintain vigorous trees. Put it into our life. Get the help that we need. Seek for it. Look for it. Search for it. Study for it. Find it, because the Lord has it for us. Do we have knowledge of how to care for our trees, but we have no knowledge of how to care for our souls? Sure we do. There's a way to have vigorous development in our tree, and the Lord wants us to have it. And there's elements in our soil, in our heart, that make our tree able to be vigorous in the Lord. And if we'll put those things into our life. Now, if we live a selfish life, if our life is consumed with ourself and our thoughts and our desires, and we give in to selfish interest, and when the enemy comes along and we just always take the way of self, are we going to have a vigorous tree? That can't be in our soil if we want to have a vigorous tree. And what will happen is that if we don't do that, if we will allow the Lord to help us to crucify the flesh, to live after the Spirit, to love the Lord, to be there for Him, to step forward, to say that word of testimony that He said. It's part of it, isn't it? All of those things. You know, when we step forward like that, the Lord backs that up, doesn't He? And His grace, that juice that comes up from the earth, that water, that strength, the elements that come into that, bless it, don't they? This morning, I just want to encourage us to allow the Lord to work in our lives. I want to tell you something. Bugs are real. I never realized until the last few years how real bugs are. They'll destroy the strongest, the best looking plant you've got. You let a vine borer get in there, and in no time, it's not worth anything. It's not producing anything. And it has all this fruit laying around in there. And in no time, if you don't get it off of there, if it's mature enough to eat, it'll be destroyed. In a little bit, it won't be worth anything. You know, this morning, I believe the Lord wants every one of us to be a fruit bearer, that His leaf don't wither or her leaf don't wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper in the Lord. He wants that. Does our faith take that in, to believe that the Lord will do that for us? You know, I want to read a scripture. I feel like the Lord has given me several things here. One is in Hebrews 12 that we're all familiar with. Hebrews 12 and 15. It says here, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Now, he's really talking about a bug getting in here. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about a borer getting into our life of some kind. Lest, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. He's talking about something getting into our life and defiling us and defiling others, because that disease spreads. These things spread. And you know, this morning, the Lord wants us to be aware. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices. He's not creeping up on us. We know something of it. When we see the enemy, realize this thing is dangerous. If this thing's not of God, if this thing's of the flesh or of the devil or both, it's dangerous to me. And you know, if we'll realize and take care of those bugs, don't let them have a place in our life. Don't let them get to working. He says here, look diligently, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest our tree wilts. Thank you. Lest our tree wilts, lest our vine goes to nothing, and all that fruit, our tree becomes worthless to the Lord. Lest any root of bitterness. Now, this is talking about it in a different sense. The Lord used many different ways to talk to us. He talked about it being like a pearl, the kingdom of God being like a pearl of great price. And then he talks to us about a vine, and he talks to us about a tree. He talks to us about a root, all kinds of ways. Lest any root of bitterness, lest there be any worm get up into our heart and our life, and we be defiled. And then we defile others with that same virus and bitterness this morning. When we hear the smell of it, when we hear someone speaking in a bitter way, I want to encourage us. Don't be rude, but don't take any of it. Don't let any bitterness get in your heart. No matter what the evidence of, you know, surely there's a reason to be bitter. Listen, there's no reason for us to ever be bitter. I want to produce fruit, and I'd like to have nice green leaves, and I'd like for my tree to be growing all the time. You know what? And we can't we? But we can't let a root of bitterness. Now, let's read some more in this peach tree borers. Okay? It says, maintain vigorous trees and avoid mechanical injury to trunks. Okay? Beginning, that means, I suppose, don't hit it with the mower. You know, try to be careful with things. Beginning in late summer and into fall, inspect tree trunks from a foot or so above ground level to a few inches below ground level. You know, sometimes it's good for us to think about the thoughts that we're thinking and to inspect a little bit, especially if we know a mower hit us, especially if we know it's scratched a little. We need to inspect our lives a little bit above and below the surface and think a little bit, how are my thoughts? Are my thoughts positive? Are my thoughts given to following wholeheartedly the ways of God? Or are my thoughts given to negative thoughts? If our thoughts are given to negative thoughts, I will tell you, we need to put that flesh to death. It's nobody's fault but ours if our flesh is given to negative thoughts. Put it to death. Our thoughts should be on the Lord, on positive things. Inspect, okay? Below ground level, digging away soil to expose the trunk area below the ground surface. You know, that's a little bit, we got to expose sometimes a little bit of ourselves, don't we? We have to look closely and not just say, well, I'm all right. I know I'm a little aggravated, and I know I don't want to see them, or I don't want to do this or that. But, you know, that's a real telltale sign that there's a borer inside. And we don't know the damage the borer's going to do. We don't know how much damage is going to happen because we don't know how much disease is going to get there. But I will tell you, if we leave them without killing them, we will be having a lot of problems and very possibly lose our soul. It says here, kill borers in exposed burrows by inserting a fine flexible wire. In the fall and spring, cultivate soil around the base of the trunk to expose and destroy larvae. And it goes on, attract native parasitic wasps and predators. You know what, this morning? We need to attract things that will take care of those problems in our life. We need to attract ourselves. Here, you ever get on the website and listen to some good messages? You ever go and there's a lot of different ways and things, and we're not going to try to go into all that this morning. But you know, the Lord wants us to attract His Spirit into our heart and life. Attract, instead of repelling it with our thoughts and our self on display and our negative things we're dealing with in our mind. Our life shouldn't be that way. When things are right, when we can feel free to follow the directives that's coming to our soul, is when we know all is well in our heart. That's when it's right to follow ourselves. Many times people begin meditating on things and pretty soon they find themselves believing things they never believed before. They find themselves giving in to the flesh in ways they never gave in before. And it's okay. I will tell you, that's a disease. And it'll kill our tree in short time. But when we are following the Lord wholeheartedly, and when we are meditating on things above, and when our life is consumed with God's will, I mean that, consumed with God's will. Lord, my work, if we have a job, and that's God's job, you know what? That's part of God's will. Meditating on all that the Lord wants us to do and be in our life. Give ourselves to the responsibilities God has given us. We're not talking about taking away from that. It actually enhances those things. But you know, the Lord, if we will meditate on the things that will bless our lives, I believe we will find a real blessing coming into our life. You know, this morning, I want to encourage us to take care of the little foxes that spoil the vines. The scripture talks about the little foxes. The foxes that they tear the vines up, don't they? They spoil everything. They tear them loose. They cut them with their teeth. You know, this morning, the little things in our life that we might know, they shouldn't be there. They shouldn't be in that vine. They shouldn't be let loose like that. I need to get rid of that fox. It's going to, well, it's just a little thing, and I kind of enjoy seeing it. It's cute. I will tell you, it's not cute when your vine and all that fruit that should be on it begins to wither away. This morning, take care of the little issues. Be diligent. We're diligent about our gardens, aren't we? We're diligent about our work, aren't we? We're diligent to figure it out. Find out what we need to be doing. Let's be diligent about spiritual things. Find out what we should. Find out how to take care of that spiritual plant. Just spend some time studying, searching and looking. And help others that may be having those same issues. You know, these things are common to man, aren't they? Every one of us deal with these bugs. Every one of us, the borer comes along. Every one of us, and sometimes our best friend, the borer, gets hold of. Let's help them. Let's don't be infected by it, but let's help them. Let's get in there and help get rid of that bug. Let's be true to one another. You know, this morning, if we go to services and we can never feel blessed. And I remember hearing, this has been a number of years back, and this person isn't with us, but how that they couldn't get anything out of some of the services, only when they had something to do. You know, the Lord, I believe, wants, that's a bug that got in there. That's a selfish bug that got in there. Because we should be able to feed from one another. We should be able to feed from the very presence of the Lord, from His Word. Each time we want to do that. You know, if we can't feel blessed, let's don't begin to look at all the wrong things. Because we should be able to feel blessed in here, no matter. The Lord should be able to help us look inward. I want to say just a little more about the watering and the working with the plants. You know, all the watering, and this is what amazes me. You can do all the right things, every one of them. The soil be right, the watering system be right, whatever elements, whatever things you need to put on there to make that plant grow better. You can do all of that right, and if the bugs come, you're done. It doesn't matter what you did right. They'll eat it all if you'll allow them. You can grow corn, and I've never had this happen because I haven't grown much corn, but they say a coon can come along and in one night just destroy a bunch of coons or whatever. Can destroy a corn patch in just a short time. You know, we have to keep the predators at bay. They will be there. Don't think the predators won't be there. Don't think that the hurts won't be there. Don't think the bitterness won't try to bite at us. Don't think the questionings won't try to consume our mind at some points in our life. It's just like that. But I would tell you what the Lord's looking for. He's looking for a few men and women that will meditate on things above, give themselves to the ways of God, understand His ways and search for them, and let them grow in His heart and life. And I believe what we'll see is we'll see fruit begin to be prolific off of our plant all over the place, feeding, feeding, feeding. That's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to know we're fruit bearers. He wants our fruit to feed people. He wants our lives to feed people. Everywhere we go, we should be not feeding off of people. We should be the ones feeding folks. We should be giving them good thoughts to think about. We should be spreading cheer. We should be spreading encouragement. And if we're not careful, and I've seen this, and I've seen it in groups get going, families, young people's groups, in people's hearts, I've seen things get going, and pretty soon, that's what the topic of conversation is all the time. You know, this morning, the Lord wants there to be a few folks in this world that bear fruit. It's called the saints. It's called His people. Everywhere there's a person, one of God's people. He wants our life to be prolific in blessing other people all the time. We're not takers. We're fruit givers. People should pick it off of our plant. We should be able to produce that. The Lord wants us to do that. And if we're takers, that's selfish. That's self on display. It's something that hurts our plant. It's something that we want fruit to be on there and we're trying to take. That's something that'll destroy our plant, not cause it to have fruit. I want to look at 2 Timothy 2 and 15 to 17. It says here, speaking about another bug, listen to this: study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Now, that's drawing from the vine, isn't it? That's drawing. That's eating. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth in honesty. But shun profane and vain babblings. Now, listen to this. Shun profane of the world, vain talk, vain things, vain conversations. You start talking about religion and there's a thousand things. On and on and on can be the discussions in the world. Until, you know, well, why this, you know. And pretty soon people are just inadvertently bringing in little things that lodge in our mind. And Paul told Timothy, shun those things. Don't get close to them. Don't let them get in your vine. Don't let your mind start worrying on those things. Timothy, you let those things get in your mind. Young folks, we don't have to know everything. Did you know that? The world today makes it sound as if we need to know everything. Everything in the world, everybody's business needs to be right at our fingertips. And it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be. That we lived a long time in this world without all of that, didn't we? You know what? Be careful of those things. Shun vain babblings, vain talk, and vain carrying on. Because, he says, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Not only do they have a bad start, but they grow. Those little worms don't stop as a small worm. They get fat. And when you finally cut them out of there, you realize how fat this worm is. I cannot believe how big this little tiny thing grew into, killing my plant, spreading disease to the one next door. That's what it does. You know, this morning, the Lord wants us to take care of the bugs and not allow them. He says here, "For they will increase." Shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase into more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus. Now, you know, a canker, their word, it will eat at us. Now he's using a different illustration. This one isn't gardening. It's like a cancer. It gets in there. It's like a vine borer. It's like many things you could say it's like, but it's like a cancer, doesn't it? His word will get in there. It begins to consume our thought. It begins to consume our faith. It begins to consume our mind. And the Lord wants us, we got to keep in mind, he wants us to be fruit bearers. He wants our life to be prolific, have green leaves. He wants the tree to be like a tree that's planted by the river, that their waters don't fail and it don't stop. I want to read Romans 16 and 19. Another advice from Paul, and he says here, "For your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil." Did you know this is a Bible doctrine? That we don't have to be wise concerning evil. He says here, for us to be wise unto that which is good. Seek it out. Search it out. Learn the things that make life right. Learn the things that make our families right, that make our relationship with our spouse right. Learn how to do that. Set our heart for it. Set our heart on it. But he goes on to say here, and simple concerning evil. You know, the world would have us believe that if we don't know and understand everything, if we haven't seen it all, if we haven't experienced everything there is out there, that there's something, we're simple. Well, you know what the Bible says? To be simple concerning evil. Lack understanding. Do we have to understand everything? I'll tell you what, I wanted my children to understand. I wanted them to understand what drunkards' families face. I wanted them to understand what happens in their later life and how they suffer. I wanted them to understand the car wrecks they get into. But I didn't want them to experience drinking. Folks, we don't need to experience evil. We need to know and understand the things that destroy lives. We need to see and be wise about those things. But simple concerning understanding evil in itself. The Lord doesn't want us to have to experience all the evils of life. The more we experience, I'm telling you, the more you will suffer. I didn't experience a lot of things, and I'm very thankful for it. I will tell you, I have enough scars on my life, but there's a lot of them I don't have, and I'm thankful for that. A lot of them I never experienced, thank the Lord, this morning. But I will tell you, can you still work with somebody that has issues like that? I found you can. I found the Lord will equip and help us to work with one another. He'll help us to get with others that maybe have experienced those things, to help one another. You know, the Lord wants us to be simple concerning evil this morning. You know, that was part of Eve's problem, I believe. She wanted to be wise as gods. Isn't that what the devil said to her? You'll be wise like gods, Eve. I wonder how long that kept coming to her. I wonder at what point that bug got up in her mind and started gnawing at her. Did it just happen suddenly? I doubt it. She walked by that tree and looked at it a few times, I imagine. She thought about it. But you know, she knew exactly what God said, didn't she? God said not to touch it and not to eat of it. He said not to touch it. Don't even get defiled with it. Don't touch it, Eve. He didn't say just don't eat of it. You know, this morning, there's some things the Lord wants us to bear fruit. But if we defile ourselves and allow these things to attack us, I will tell you, we'll have a lot. If we're not careful, young folks, but it don't stop at young folks. I've seen old people begin to be defiled by the way they let their mind begin to think. Things they begin to meditate on. The things they allowed in their life of the flesh. And they never would have thought that it would have took them over. They never would have thought, I'm giving up my salvation for this. I just want to encourage us this morning, when you see the first bug, get rid of it. When you see the first sign of the flesh, make it die. Come before the Lord. And that's what we talk about the cross. What is the cross? It's where we die. Yes, we die to be sanctified. We die to the flesh. We die to the fact that we are going to take God's way from that point on. But there's little deaths all along the way to the things that we come up to, that we have to die to, don't we? I want to just encourage us this morning. The Lord wants your life and mine to be prolific in fruit bearing. Protect our fruit and watch over it. There's a lot of different things. You know, I would have thought at one time, if I can get my peaches to full ripe, I'm probably about there. But you know, we went to Monarch. And you know what the birds did to our fruit while we were gone? While we weren't watching our trees, they pecked with their beak every ripe fruit. As soon as it ripens, they begin to peck at, and they begin to destroy and ruin. You know, I believe sometimes birds in the Bible can be as spirits in this life. You know, all we have to do is just leave our watch for a little while and don't think the spirits won't come and start pecking away, not at our little tiny tree, but our fully developed fruit, our full tree. They'll come right in there, and the fruit, after it's developed, after it's ready to eat, soon as it's ripe, I don't know how those birds know, as soon as it's ripe, you see them pecking their beaks in there. Now, you know, you can do something about that. They have netting that you can put over trees that will stop all of that, or most of it. It'll stop a lot of that. You know, this morning, there's things we can do about our life. Let's protect our fruit, and let's allow the Lord to make our lives prolific fruit bearers. A blessing to the world. A blessing to sinners. Something to give them. Something to give them hope. Hey, I was a sinner at one time. The Lord saved me. You know what? You've got something to give. We've got something to give that the world needs so bad. I want to read one more scripture in Psalms 107 and 20. Listen to this. This is a beautiful verse. It says, well, we'll start at 17. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Now, I'll tell you, we can be fools if we're not careful. And we can be afflicted by sin and by Satan and by the enemy trying to take away from us what we have. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saveth them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. You know, this morning, the Lord wants to send His word and heal us. That's the good news this morning. We don't have to be devoured of the vine borer. We don't have to be devoured because we have one that sent His Word, and that Word will heal us. We can come to the Lord. We can humble ourselves. We can tell the Lord our needs. We can tell Him, my fruit's been getting eaten. It comes right up to the time when it's ripe, and it disappears right there. The worms get in it, and then the birds. You know, with the worms on a peach, you can cut that out, and it, I don't suppose, hurts you at all. But you know, they can eat it up in just a short time, and there won't be anything left. And it can damage. We can damage ourselves if we allow those kind of things. Lord, help us each one. I want to see so bad, every one of us, every one of us, prolific fruit bearers, full of good works, full of the blessing of the Lord, full of His presence in our life, knowing the voice of the Lord. That's not for someone else. That's for us, all of us. Amen.